Everyone, welcome back to Fierce Dancing. We've been away for a while, but that's because of the holidays. I'm sure you've all had a really good time. And if you haven't, I hope you make time to rest and look after yourself. So I don't know if you've seen the news lately, but what we've seen is the news about the fire that happened in Dagenham, near Chadwell Heath. So we just wanted to kind of discuss, like, where were you when you heard the news, and how did it make you feel? And, you know, if anyone else would like to share with us, by all means, drop us a message, because we'd like to hear from you too. And also, if you've experienced or been in a fire similar to this, or you have, you know, been a victim of this fire in particularly, in, you know, please come over and see us or let us know, so we can provide a space for you to share your experience too, because it's really important that everybody gets to hear your perspective and your experience, because others may, you know, not be understanding kind of what you're going through. And I think it's important that everyone in the borough understands what you're going through right now. So yeah, Zainab, Fish, Matt, who wants to go first? Where were you when you heard the news? How did it make you feel?
Yeah, I think I was just trying to remember, but it was literally, I believe, where was I? I think I was either at church or somewhere, and my sister got a text and someone said, "I've just seen the news. Are you okay?" So we were both like, "Whoa, what's going on?" And that's when we realized it was a fire, and we were both really scared, thinking, you know, I hope it's not our, you know, I hope it's not our flats. And whilst we're here, you know, our flats are going up in flames. And I think that was really scary. You know, obviously, at some point, you know, the news kept updating and we found out where it was. But, you know, it's still incredibly sad that, people have lost their homes. But yeah, so that was where I was at.
Was it like relief when you found out more detail, or more of like, what can I do? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, 100%. I mean, it just took me back to the fire in 2019 in Riverside, because again, that was literally the same thing. Like, I had people messaging me saying, you know, are you okay? Flats have gone up in flames. And then I was at home again at the time, and I had to think, oh my goodness, I hope that's not my home. So it's always that anxiety of, is it my home? And then the relief that it's not, but it just feels so close to home.
Isn't it wild that triggers that thought? Like, really and truly, I think most people's reaction might have been like, oh my god, that's terrible, you know, and big sympathy for those experiencing it. But the fact that your mind went immediately to, oh my god, it might be my house.
Yeah,
like, why is that your thought?
I think just because it's been, you know, such a frequent occurrence. You know, even one occurrence is like one too many. But yeah, being in this borough, I've just heard of so many, like, you know, houses, flats catching on fire. So it's always this thing of like, oh, is it mine? Is it mine?
For me, I was on holiday. So I was beginning my Essex Way walk. You know, so trying to get to Harwich, and I must have been somewhere a bit further down near the River Roding, actually, where it gets quite small.
Really?
Slightly bizarre, isn't it? And, you know, sort of trying to get away from my phone, but not. And seeing the news headlines, the BBC, and shocked, a bit kind of angry that it sort of like, because it just brought back a lot of the 2019 fire that Zainab was talking about, and because this seems to be happening a lot in Barking and Dagenham, and also like just up and down the country as well, where just feeling that there's something untoward in terms of just the frequency of it as well. So it kind of put me back to it was June the 9th, 2019, and the day after, seeing a lot of Riverside residents in a Thamesview community hall off Bastable Avenue. And that was really sort of shocking, and obviously sort of when it's on the news and somewhere that you know, it's always a slightly jarring experience really as well. So yeah, and I thought, because I've been involved with the Barking Dagenham Resilience Forum as well, and working with the Red Cross, sort of thinking about, you know, all this preparation and work, and you know, we still seem to be revisiting things where something goes wrong and everyone has to rush around after the fact, kind of thing. So yeah, I sort of bit all of those feelings really, sort of shock, but also dismay, because it sort of, it just seemed to be something like, here we go again, really.
Yeah, for me, I was at home just chilling around actually, and then I saw it come up in our Thames Life WhatsApp chat for staff members, and yeah, I saw that Lucy, Zainab, Matt were having discussions about the situation, and for me, I was equating it to, I don't know, a mixture of emotions because of the recent fires in Beam Avenue as well, which I think was an arsonist. A young chap, I think, got arrested. Don't know whether he's convicted or not, but a young chap got arrested for deliberately setting fires throughout the summer. I remember when I was walking down the road, I saw about 6 fire engines pull up. So you can only imagine the scale of social and emergency need at that premises where their houses got burnt down quite recently. And yeah, thankfully people survived it, which is a big relief, because in other fires, most recently around London, there's been, you know, deaths. And honestly, it's difficult because you feel as if your life, if you live in a flat, may be quite insignificant for the sake of building housing quickly, and not really thinking about the sustainability about the house in terms of how it can ensure that there's no risk to life. And yeah, that's very, very unfortunate that we are in this position where a number of homes across London still hasn't got the correct cladding after Grenfell. And here we are, you know, looking at the news about more fires, and yeah, very upsetting.
Yeah, I'm just listening to what you're all saying, and it's really like, it's quite frightening to think about it. I think I've always looked at the buildings that I've lived in my life and thought, how would I get out of this? Like, I don't know, like I have that just mindset of, if there was an emergency, what would I do? And more so when you have children, you do kind of think around that. And, you know, I don't think the problem is just cladding, is it? Like fire escapes, you know, do we have the right or correct type of fire escapes for our buildings? Especially if you do live in a flat, you know, it's, I don't know, but it's not okay for this kind of risk to be a risk in this day and age, I don't think. I would have thought, you know, looking around the world, there are always solutions that someone else has maybe thought of or thought up to make sure this kind of stuff doesn't happen. But more so, this is like preventable, surely. And, you know, why isn't it not being prevented quick enough? Like, we've had Grenfell, we've seen the devastation that brings and the knock-on effect it has on people's lives for decades. So, I mean, doesn't it just place a price on, like Vishu was saying, you know, if you live in these type of houses, like, you're not as important? Like, what does that, I mean, how does that even make sense when clearly everybody's paying taxes, and so what, our taxes are not good enough? Yeah, they are, but, you know, so I don't understand. It's like double standard, and it's not okay, but... Mm. Yeah, I think I don't even remember where I was, but as soon as I saw it, I just thought, oh God, not again. And then to see again, it's just kind of around the corner, called my sister-in-law who lives right by it. She's like, yeah, it's madness over here. So it's just like, you know, can we just not have this occurrence, please? Like, whoever's responsible for getting it sorted just needs to get it sorted and fast, because life is too valuable for this kind of carelessness. So yeah, that's really it for me. But I don't know if there's anything else you guys wanted to share about, you know, things moving forward, or I don't know, advice to give, or I don't know.
I mean, I was banging on about this earlier about staff meeting and stuff, but my concern is lessons not being learnt. You know, you had Latmel House in Camberwell, you had Grenfell, we had Barking Fire 2019, and I'm pretty certain some common sense things were agreed upon, and yet we keep going round here. I suppose I think it's a social justice issue. I think the negligence of the wider kind of industry needs to stop, and it will only stop by collective action of residents kind of saying that this is enough, really. And you know, it's too early to say what exactly happened here, I think, but more generally, I suppose my concern is, you know, sometimes when something goes wrong, there's a clear line of accountability, but with a lot of these things, there hasn't been that accountability. We haven't seen that with, you know, Grenfell, for example, and that's what, particularly in a borough where there's so much housing being built, you know, it's not just about the building, it's about people being safe thereafter, really, and making it really simple to show what the consequences are of these things.
Yeah, I think personally, if buildings are not made safe, people shouldn't be in there, and that's the case. If you're building a house, there should be enough legislation and, you know, auditing that says if this is not to this standard, or this is not done in this way, then you can't give these houses to people. And that's just that, because that's surely enough incentive for, you know, whether it's a council or a developer or a private landlord to get it together, surely. But yeah, as I said at the beginning, if there is any resident or any person in any part of London that would like to come and share their experience of you know, being affected by a traumatic fire, please do let us know, because your voice is important, and it is, you know, you deserve to be heard, and people should be listening. So yeah, please get in touch. Take care. Bye.